if you have a very, very large website, so say you're getting a million visitors a day, even a minute effect or difference is going to give you a lot of profit. So it's actually you're getting this nice sorting of small companies looking for big effects, because otherwise it doesn't move their needle, and large companies looking for small effects. But in terms of statistics, they're all looking for the same thing, an effect that will make a dent in their output or income. So I think what you will get is basically smaller companies will set up less experiments, and probably within those experiments, they would hopefully try to find bigger effects, because otherwise nothing will be significant for them. Larger companies will be setting many, many experiments. So they have two options. Either set a lot of experiments with smaller sample sizes or smaller experiments with large sample sizes. But in any of these cases, they should be happier with smaller effects. Because you're using p-value, the p-value is kind of normalized. So it's going to take into account both the effect size and the variance. So it kind of translates well to say, if I have a very large population that I would like to deploy my experiment to, I should probably be looking for small effects. Which means I need very big sample sizes anyway. If I have a small population, I'll probably use smaller sample sizes. So you have this almost nice match, small sample sizes, small populations of deployment, large sample sizes, large populations of deployment.